Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On your mind, I'm back safe and sound on North Dakota soil, and I literally kissed the ground down there by the Dakota Magic Casino. I just like, oh my gosh, and it wasn't because my favorite artist is playing there, which sometimes happens. It was actually because I love this state. And when you travel Arizona to North Dakota, Kevin, you really understand how good we have it here in the heartland of America. I'm telling you, everything. I'll talk about it another day, but I just found myself saying, gosh, we're lucky to live where we live.
Oh, no question.
Unbelievable. So we come to the air today with breaking news that happened last night. A political story is put out a draft opinion. Now they're changing it to say it was what again, Kevin?
A brief.
So
Justice Alito.
Yeah, they're playing games related to this decision. Here's what I think we should think about. One is, why was this leaked, and who leaked it? Those questions need to be answered. But there's clearly a motive here.
Yep.
And it's not pure. It's not a good thing. It's not a good reason for it. First time it's happened ever in the history of the Supreme Court. 200 plus years, never happened before, okay? But this one report has prompted, of course, already protests out there, and I think got exactly what they were looking for. They want to create another January 6th and say, see, look at these evil, awful Republicans. Can you believe they do this crazy stuff? Because politically they're in free fall. Here's what I want everybody to do. Just breathe, number one. Number two, pray. Because the fact that this opinion is being considered even, and that looks to be possible by the Supreme Court in their opinion in June, tells you that prayers work. Because tens of millions, I don't know the latest number, I want to say 60 million is the number. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 million lives have been exterminated based on a law poorly decided in Roe versus Wade. And if, in fact, the Supreme Court says, look, this doesn't pass muster, we're looking at the law, wrongly decided, not a right to privacy, whatever, means one thing very simply. The Tenth Amendment exists. The Constitution is what it was supposed to be, and therefore states you now decide. And I would guess somewhere in the neighborhood of 25, 26 states are going to say, well, we want abortion. So, while as a pro-life warrior, our field narrows, and where we want to bring about change, it's not like this instantly is, literally the worst they can say is, I'll have to drive to another state to have an abortion. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
Oh, the inconvenience of it. It's ridiculous. So don't buy into this and just keep praying it happens, okay? We're going to talk about that more next hour with the Concerned Women for America CEO, Penny Nance. Also, Chris Berg will join me to talk a little bit about it. We have a conversation that will continue from yesterday with Mac McClelland of Minn Kota Power and Wade Beauchamp of Summit Carbon Solutions, specific to the landowner concerns on the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. And Dr. Peter McCullough, who will be in Fargo on Friday, is going to join us later this hour. We begin, though, with the big news from yesterday, and that is that Rainbow Energy now is the owner, the proprietor of the Coal Creek Station. It's a big dang deal, and the announcement happened, made it official yesterday during the show. We're going to talk about it in the coming days in detail, but everybody pretty much unanimously there agreed that Brent Sanford, our lieutenant governor, very instrumental in this coming together. So I wanted to give Brent a chance to spend a few minutes with us today on the program and just talk about yesterday. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for the time. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Scott. Glad to have you back in the state, back on the show. I tell you what, it was a great day yesterday at Coal Creek. And it's just a lot of collaboration coming together all at once. And I think something that wasn't really said was that not only was there a big question mark over this thing from December of 2019 until July of 2020 when GRE announced the potential closure of the plant until July of 2020 when Rainbow Energy showed up. But if you remember, that wasn't really in public either. It wasn't until June of 2021 when their purchase agreement was formalized and came out in public. So it was a long haul a year and a half for those in coal country worrying about jobs or communities. And then not only that, but those that understand the grid saw what happened at the ERCOT event down in Texas, where we need that baseload dispatchable power at this time more than any, as other states are dropping their coal power. So this is amazing timing for this project. Senator Kramer, Senator Hoeven, Representative Armstrong, Governor Burgum all mentioned the fact of how this is pivoting into the future of how we're actually going to keep providing coal-generated baseload power and setting the example right here in a small town in North Dakota, in Underwood, North Dakota, and Washburn, North Dakota. I mean, it's fascinating how hard it was to get this done. Private entrepreneurs, Stacy Chider, Lauren Kopsing, Rainbow Energy, amazing amount of work. And to get this done is nearly impossible. But it's done, and now they're going to move into the future with all kinds of innovation on the site. Carbon capture and wind is actually part of the project. That's the way that the customers at the other end of the line in Minnesota were able to buy off as well and see it as a positive. So it's a win-win-win to keep generating power from coal in this state and into the future and serve as a model for the country and the world for producing CO2-free coal-based baseload generated power that's there all the time when we need to turn the light switch on.
Which is, you know, again, something we take for granted, but not in this day and age of climate action and the kind of change that people are trying to bring to the grid and the reliability, not something we should take for granted. And as you say, this is the future. Explain how it is the future. What are we doing that others haven't yet figured out?
Well, for one, our regulation of this is second to none. The EPA would be the ones to administer a CO2 capture field. So your other conversation with Wade Basons and Mac McLennan on how Minn Kota, Project Tundra and Summit Pipeline are coming together to store CO2 from ethanol and from the other coal plant. This, it's unique to North Dakota as having the primacy from the EPA for us to regulate it. So that field is already approved for the Minn Kota project, which is the
Can I just inject there again? That's no small deal. That is the EPA saying, North Dakota, you know better than us how to regulate yourself. And by the way, that would have not happened without Donald Trump as president, ever, and is a major game changer that we sometimes forget about. Sorry, I just want to interject that.
Started that process in 2008 with then-Governor Hoeven, Lynn Helms from the Dakota Department of Natural Resources, Mineral Resources. I mean, they knew that we needed to be able to do this. The future of the oil field is the future of coal. And now it happens to be the future of ethanol as well. And these are decisions made by businesses to commercialize the CO2 and either take a tax credit or sell it. And our oil industry needs it, as we mentioned, on the Denbury project. So, Scott, it's amazing and exciting to me of how these things are all coming together at the same time. But Coal Creek is the flagship. It's our best plant. It's one of the most investment. And the ironic thing was that one was going to be one of the first ones to close. And so Rainbow Energy came in, scooped it up, Lauren Kopsing, Stacy Chider, private business entrepreneurs. I mean, it's amazing to see what innovation, risk-taking entrepreneurship can do in putting a solution to these problems we have.
I was quite critical of Ladd Erickson through this process, the county attorney in Mercer County, right? And mainly because I thought he was playing Russian roulette in the negotiation, for lack of a better term, from the county to the thing. I understand he was lauded yesterday, even by the folks at Great River Energy. So his strategy, I guess, paid off, even though it did raise a few eyebrows. You think he deserves some credit for this?
Yeah, I gave him a lot of credit yesterday. The thing is that North American Coal and McLean County were absolutely rock solid on wanting to continue this plant into the future as a coal plant. And so we know how it is when we're fighting for our side. You know, I mean, it gets a little bit, it gets down in the mud. It gets to be where you feel like you're on opposing sides, but everybody ended up on the same page on this. So what struck me is people from the wind industry, people from Great River Energy who are in Minnesota, whose co-ops want them to have renewable power and not have coal power, and North American Coal and all those employees from Falkirk, all those employees from the former GRE plant that's now the Rainbow Energy plant, and these Rainbow Energy people that buy and sell electrons on the market, they sell and trade energy, they sell and trade natural gas, they take operating interest in oil and gas wells. They know this energy field so well. They're all together in the same place yesterday, 800 people, to celebrate this project. It's a very amazing story of collaboration coming from all different sides of the perspective of this, all different parts of the spectrum. And so, I mean, it was a true story of collaboration and risk-taking, innovation, smart regulation from North Dakota's standpoint. So there, it's real when you talk about government has to get out of the way, but there has to be a way that you're actually helping business and innovation happen as well. So there's a need for good regulation as well.
Well, a fascinating day, and again, I want to make sure that folks know how important you were in behind the scenes getting it done. Everybody mentioned that yesterday from the governor on down. It was certainly a great day, and wanted to give you a chance to give a shout-out to others that deserve that here today on the program. We definitely want to look at this as a model and into the future. We got to lean into this, so I look forward to having conversations about it. We've invited Stacy from Rainbow Energy to join us at some point, too. They're going to be meeting with, I think, a whole lot of employees over the next few days, so maybe sometime next week we'll have you back, and Stacy as well. Thank you, Brent.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us on a big, big day yesterday. Hard to understate that. I don't know why I always confuse Mercer and McLean County either. That's McLean County. Washburn, North Dakota. We love it. All right. Take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Peter McCullough is in the house. He'll take your calls, questions, and comments. He'll be here Friday in Fargo. We'll give you details on that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's On Your Mind brought to you by H.A. Thompson and Sons, 1908. That's when the little plumber started.
It'd been a while.
Darn right.
Been at it a while.
Heating, air conditioning, mechanical, contractor services. I love what they do there because the buildings and the companies that they serve with the Link service allows you to know a little budget certainty, right? It is so cost effective to say when something needs to be maintained, they maintain it. And then when it says, I'm done, life of service over, they replace it. And you pay one static price. It's really the way to go. H.A. Thompson and Sons, to find out more, H.A.T. and Sons, www.thetotalcontrol.com. Before our next special guest joins us here on the program today, let me say good morning to Kevin.
Morning.
And good morning to Todd.
Morning.
And, good morning. And Super Producer Chris, thank you for being here. We have a busy show today. We're going to chat with Dr. Peter McCullough. We're going to talk to Penny Nance from the Concerned Women for America. She's the CEO about this big decision that looks to be on the precipice for next month from the Supreme Court. And thank you for all the well wishes. I did get back safe and sound last night. Haley and I had a wonderful trip. A lot of neat texts about having her on the show yesterday, so it was fun.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it very much and glad to be back. But just want to let you know we're loaded up today, so you don't want to miss a minute. You got a question or comment, they're always welcome. 258-0550, 701-258-0550, wherever you're listening, 855-200-1776. You can also leave a message that way or wait to chat with our guest live, Dr. Peter McCullough, today, 855-200-1776. Or text your questions to 701-237-1590. You know, democracy is threatened only by Republicans. You know that, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Republicans that threaten democracy.
Oh, of course.
Democrats, they are, they're
the angels.
Aren't they?
Yeah,
yes.
They are the halo wearing.
Listen to this angel, Chuck Schumer, speaking of the Supreme Court related to Roe versus Wade and this decision.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
What exactly does that mean? That you'll pay the price?
There are eight people there cheering him on too.
Well, there's more there today.
Yeah.
But when the Senate majority leader says you'll pay the price, you can be sure that's part of the reason that this draft opinion has been released.
Right.
Because the Supreme Court was not due to rule on this till the end of June. Typically, this would be the last decision and they're done. So they wanted a month and a half.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
To be able to stir this up. That's what's going on. And this is the kind of stuff that can be, I mean, look. How is that different than what Donald Trump said when he said, go to the Capitol? And, you know, of course, peacefully protest. They always forget he said that part. I didn't hear Chuck Schumer say peacefully protest. You're going to pay the price! All right?
Whirlwind!
I think they're having a January 6th moment.
It's like Barney Fife yelling at you, too.
Yeah, exactly. So thrilled to have our next guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, even on a day with breaking news. This is darn important. Internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist. This guy has 55 peer-reviewed publications on COVID-19 and is really, I believe, a great example of what America is supposed to be, and that is especially science in America and debating this. We're thrilled to have him in Fargo Friday. He will be speaking at an event sponsored by the North Dakota Conservative Advocates and Freedom Matters USA at the Avalon Event Center. Tickets are at ndcan.org, ndcan.org. Dr. Peter McCullough, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Oh, thanks for having me. I have about 15 minutes. I'm in an airport right now, and we'll be getting on a flight shortly, but I'm really glad to join you. This is going to be a terrific event. Chris Kobach, probably one of the top constitutional lawyers in the whole country.
Yes, good point. We want to mention Chris Kobach will be here. Chris successfully argued before the Supreme Court, part of the America First Policy Institute and the Alliance of Free Americans, for two North Dakota businesses on the OSHA mandate. Dr. McCullough, and by the way, he'll be here. Kim Witzig will be here, who's been a drug safety pioneer. Really amazing, so looking forward to that. I want to start, we'll have you in this segment a little bit in the next segment before we have to let you get on that plane. Explain where we're at this moment with the pandemic, in your opinion.
We're off the slope now of the Omicron outbreak. So we've gotten through BA1 subvariant, BA2. Now we've hit this plateau. There's a slight uptick in susceptible populations. We only have about 25% of Americans who are, you know, have a current vaccination. That is, they've had a shot within 6 months of November 1st. So the vaccines have largely become obsolete because the virus out-mutated with each of the vaccines. The CDC told us with the Omicron outbreak December 10th, 79% of Americans with Omicron were fully vaccinated. So that was basically the indictment of the failure of the vaccines. So we have a situation where COVID now is very mild. It's less than a common cold. I haven't had a serious case, and people call me all the time. I had two cases this morning. I haven't had a serious case in months. It's not that it can't happen in someone who's very, very frail or, you know, near the end of life with other conditions. So we do have good treatments. We can handle it from here. The emergency phase of the pandemic is over with. I'm in an airport now. I'm in the airport club. No one's wearing a mask through the concourse. A few people will here and there because of, you know, their own personal health concerns. But we're down to where we should be. Civil liberties and health decisions are personal decisions, not ones made by the government.
So you don't agree with Bill Gates, I take it, that we're only 15% of the way through the pandemic and this next variant is going to be, I mean, the hysteria that's still going on among some is, never ceases to amaze me. What's going on there about the next variant?
You know, there is the, because Omicron had so many mutations, they'd offered opportunities for permutations of the mutations, and that created the ability to create subvariants. So we have the BA1. BA2, there's now BA4 and 5, and XE, XD, and XF. They're simply just permutations of it. The Omicron umbrella of immunity seems good. So people get Omicron, they're, you know, have protection against the subvariant family as well as back protection against Delta. You know, the bigger concern out there, and I was on TV yesterday on this, and, you know, two different stations this past 10-day period, is an outbreak of hepatitis in children. And there is a report from Marshan College Eurosurveillance in Scotland, 13 kids, acute hepatitis, one needs a transplant. This is very serious. It looks like COVID-19, the respiratory illness, is implicated, not the vaccines, but the respiratory illness, that at least 5 out of the 13 kids had, you know, active proof of a recent COVID infection, and then a superimposed additional viral insult, adenovirus 41, rotavirus, enterovirus. Now, we have an outbreak across the United States. There's been one fatal case. You're going to hear a lot more about this. We need our CDC to be on this big time with an assessment of who's had COVID exposure. What are these new viruses? Where are they coming from? My investigation of this so far indicates coming from either, you know, either tainted water, tainted food. And we need our outbreak investigation experts on it. We don't need them wasting their time on masks or vaccine mandates.
Take a short break. When we come back, I want to give you a chance to talk about what you'll be visiting with the fine folks of the Upper Northern Plains on Friday. And also, got a question from a listener about boosters and your advice on the booster front. So stay tuned. We'll do that after a short break. Dr. Peter McCullough will be in Fargo Friday, 7 o'clock. There's going to be a Q&A session. Chris Kobach will be there as well as Kim Witzig, a drug safety expert. And you know what we say? Get the facts. Get the facts. I mean, listen to all sides. All opinions welcome. Just be part of a great conversation. Nobody's canceled here. We're looking forward to the conversation coming up Friday. Tickets at ndcan.org, ndcan.org. More with Dr. Peter Culler after a short time out. Don't go away. It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Naomi Judd died by suicide following a longtime struggle with mental health. The country legend took her own life Saturday, multiple sources confirmed to People magazine. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. The Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, according to initial draft majority opinion written inside the court and obtained illegally by Politico. Quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start, end quote, the court writes in an effort to protect life in the womb. A body inside a deteriorated barrel was found over the weekend on the newly exposed bottom of Nevada's Lake Mead, about 30 miles southeast of Las Vegas. Las Vegas Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer reported items found in the barrel indicate it's been there since the 1980s. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by My Pillow. Mike Lindell and the team are in Ohio today. Big race. Peter McCullough is actually headed for Ohio as well. Going to be a fascinating event there that everybody will be watching. My Pillow, Mike Lindell, when he chatted with us last week, said, Scott, your listeners have been great following all of this. Let's do this. Let's make sure you have the best deal of anybody out there. So if you go to the Radio Listener Square special, you see the little corner, that little link. Use the promo code Scott, and you're going to get buy one, get one specials. How about that? On a whole host of things. Really, most they've ever done. So BOGO Mania is happening at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Dr. Peter McCullough here for a few more minutes, and then we're going to get to your calls on some open phone time till the top of the hour, but whatever is on your mind. Dr. McCullough, tell folks why they should be with us Friday night. I know you've been to, what, four dozen different cities now. Make this presentation elsewhere. Talk about what you'll talk about and what your colleagues will talk about there as well on the stage.
This one's really special. I'll have myself, and I'll be joined by Kim Witzek, who has presented more as a concerned citizen on biologic product safety with the FDA than anybody, I think, in the United States right now. She knows regulatory law, and she knows procedure and policy that the FDA should be following better than anybody. And we're joined by Chris Kobach, who I've worked with before. He's running for AG of Kansas. Chris is probably the best presenting constitutional attorney in the United States, and he and Kim and myself will make a compelling case for medical freedom and one's ability to control their own medical autonomy, not having that determined by somebody else.
Speaking of medical freedom, I've heard you say a stat somewhere north of 85% of all deaths and hospitalizations from COVID could have been prevented if we would have leaned into early treatment. Is that number accurate? Is it over 85%?
It's sworn testimony. When I first testified in the U.S. Senate, I was the lead on the November 19th, 2020 proceedings. I estimated at that time, with about 250,000 lives lost, we could have saved 50% of them with our developing protocols. Now, what's known to most as the McCullough Protocol, sequence multi-drug therapy. By March 10th of 2021, my estimate for the Texas Senate was 85% of the lives could have been saved because we had even better products and tools to use. And now, U.S. Senate, January 22nd, 2022, there, the number now is 95% of all deaths and hospitalizations are preventable with early treatment. The golden window is the first 3 days in patients at high risk.
Wow. Lorraine Dickinson, question for Peter McCullough before we let him go. Go ahead, Lori.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I was recently at Mayo and in Rochester and noticed that they still have very strict mask mandates in place. And asked the staff if they were going to be ending those soon, like the rest of the nation. And most of the staff said they wish they did. And some said they're never planning on ever stopping mask mandates. So just wanted to get your comment on that, given the information out there about masks that really don't work.
All right, Lori. Dr. McCullough, masks. And in the healthcare setting, is it appropriate?
Yeah, well, quickly, public masking doesn't work. 12 large randomized trials, too, in COVID-19, primarily because COVID is, in general, just an aerosol. The virus moves right through the mask. But we wear masks in healthcare settings largely to control a big cough or sneeze or droplet, and that can be loaded with bacteria, viruses, and others. So surgeons wear them. I'm a cardiologist. I wear a mask as well. Dentists. So I think it's appropriate in healthcare settings. We've been wearing masks for a long time. I think it's reasonable. I think her question is, do the patients have to wear masks? And healthcare may be one of the last areas where public masking goes away, only because of concerns of other medical problems outside COVID.
All right. Thanks, Lloyd. Appreciate the call. Boosters. There is obviously going to be a big push on boosters going forward, given everything you've talked about with the variations on the mutation. What do you say to folks considering a booster?
All the original injections, inoculations of vaccination all have run out after 6 months. So the vaccines are useless after 6 months. So that means boosters. Remember, an acceptable vaccine would be a vaccine that has 50% protection and lasts a year. None of these vaccines do this. The most recent data on boosters, even fourth and fifth shots, third and fourth shots, Sharon Emmett and colleagues in the Journal of Medicine, you know the protection for Pfizer and Moderna? Less than 45% with boosters.
The argument,
the virus is mutated. Boosters at this point in time will not protect anybody.
Sorry, I know you're short on time. I just wanted to ask, what about the argument that we get often about the boosters and the shot initially are what prevent the worst of the worst? Well, you say they're down to zero in effectiveness in 6 months. Are they preventing the worst of the illness and hospitalizations or death?
No, the FDA never granted them that claim. The claim is only to try to reduce the first occurrence of COVID-19. Remember, once somebody's had COVID-19, it's too late for a vaccine. So if someone out there has not yet had the illness, that would be the only one who could consider a vaccine. And if they considered a vaccine, it would only be to prevent the binary occurrence of COVID-19. When someone gets COVID-19, what makes it mild is early treatment. So the vaccines aren't treatment, but the medical therapies that have been developed, that's what makes it mild, not the vaccine.
I know you got to go. Bobby Kennedy and you will be at the State House in Ohio today. What are you doing?
We'll actually be at an organizational dinner tonight and then State House tomorrow. Myself, Bobby Kennedy, Pierre Corey, Robert Malone. We are going to do a deep dive, very public deep dive, on the early therapies that we use for COVID-19, how to save lives, spare hospitalizations, keep the hospitals empty, and then we're going to do a very critical review on vaccine safety and efficacy.
You are a hero to many. We appreciate you very much. Look forward to seeing you Friday. Travel safe, Dr. McCullough.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Peter McCullough, again, North Dakota Conservative Advocates, Freedom Matters USA, partnering up to bring Dr. McCullough to the Fargo Avalon. It's a wonderful facility. You'll love it. And just a first-rate event. It'll be 7 until 9:30. There's a VIP event, too, so you can meet Dr. McCullough. NDCan.org. NDCan.org.
Big takeaway from that. Mine was that if you've had COVID, the vaccine will do you no good.
Yes. I'm trying to remember where he said that. I'm still stuck on the fact that 90% of the, you think of all the people you know that were either hospitalized or died.
Early treatment.
Way too many.
Yep.
That early treatment in the first 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, so there you go. I want to settle this issue of, the vaccine and the boosters prevent the first iteration of COVID, but not the next one.
It's okay to change your mind. Have you seen that one? Every other ad break, watching any sort of TV going on, it's nonstop.
No.
With, you can change your mind.
And I wrote
I
wrote a column about this. North Dakota spent 30-some million dollars.
Oh, Minnesota's going to be way ahead of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's literally every break.
And
then there's the guy who had it, and then he didn't want to go through it again, so he went and got his vaccine. Well, vaccine does you no good, dude. You already had it.
It's going to be a fascinating conversation on Friday. I'm going to learn a lot, and I look forward to it, and I hope you enjoyed that conversation. David and Minot, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
Hey, David.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, this is past news, but the derailment that we had up here by Minot, it's been reported about Burlington. CP Rail runs through Burlington. BN at the closest point is maybe 4 miles away. The derailment was, I would guess, in the neighborhood of five miles from Burlington. And I even heard it reported this morning, the term in Burlington. So I'm just, you know, they could have put it on the map in a little different, better, a little better way, I think. Yeah.
Interesting. By the way, there's one other piece of news I wanted to share here. We have some listeners on a breaking news story up at Cavalier that the guard was called out as the dam is in some peril.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case or not, but that is at least a report from one listener. We're going to work to verify that as well. So you just reminded me that when you were talking about
the train derailment thing, we did find out that part of what happened was you can notify phones within a county area, and it defaults to a whole county, and they had marked certain areas that they wanted to notify but forgot to unmark the county as a whole. So that kind of hindered the process a little bit.
I got woke up three times, and it, you know, from where I'm living right now, it's probably about 8 or 10 miles away. The other comment is on Roe v. Wade. It's never right to kill a baby. It never is, and there might be some circumstances, but just consider the source every time you hear somebody say something for or against, and especially for. There's a lot of deluded minds and minds that have made wrong choices. It's never right.
It's sad. It is definitely sad. Appreciate the comment, David. Thank you. Jocelyn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hi, Jocelyn. Are you there?
Oh, Jasmine, yes. Hi, this is Jasmine. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm sorry. We had it written down wrong. Jasmine. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw me in the chat, but thank you for having me on. This whole thing with hepatitis, I live in California, and we're getting all these big warnings about hepatitis and other things in our kids. And we have people coming through our border illegally. They're not looking into their, you know, their medical background. They're not giving them any kind of vaccinations for anything when they come through. And it seems like nobody is looking at that whatsoever. And I just wanted to get your guys' take on that.
They're not. They're not. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of Zika viruses, tuberculosis. Not just COVID.
And now we're debating whether or not, whether in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, drop the level, drop any hurdle at all now.
Exactly. We're going to say, no, there's no reason to restrict them on a pandemic.
Yeah.
Level. And so all the other stuff, that's Katie bar the door. Come on in, man. Come on in. So my take is it's absolutely insane. And I don't doubt. Somebody somewhere crafting this leak idea said, well, if we get this out there, maybe they'll not pay attention to the border. Maybe they'll forget about Ukraine. Hey, that inflation thing? No need to worry.
Supply chain? Forget about it. Yeah. Look at this. Roe v. Wade's going to get overturned.
Unbelievable. Jasmine, thanks. Call again. James in Cavalier, you're next and what's on your mind quickly.
Hi there. Good morning. See, up here in Cavalier, we got about 10 dams west of Cavalier up towards the Langdon area, and they've been running at full capacity. Our Icelandic State Park Dam was running over the emergency spillway. It's down now, a ways. It's not over the emergency spillway, but they have a dam out west called Burgundy Dam, and they are dropping sandbags, the National Guard is, into the breach where it's eroding.
Perfect. That's exactly what the caller must have, or the texter must have been talking about. So thank you for that firsthand information as well. Once again, we got to give a shout out to the National Guard, right? Just there when we need them in times like that. Wow. So best of luck. Thanks for the update. Keep us posted, James, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Start talking about breaching dams and you get concerned, understandably. More after this. Yep.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fun pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA. Take it from the people that own one. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship, and it's been wonderful.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the University of Mary, the folks that have been helping folks, working adults, elevate their careers and finish their degrees for six decades. The university values its students, prior education, and life experiences, giving credits for the areas in which you are already proficient. Try that anywhere else. Courses available online in the evenings. You choose the best way to learn, and you continue to work and fulfill your other responsibilities. Pursue an education that's affordable and flexible at the University of Mary. Classes start every 5 weeks. Think of that. Every 5 weeks. Find out more at online.umary.edu. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT, and they waive the application fee. And then they'll do a little due diligence to say, okay, what have you done? All right, well, that's good for credit. I mean, I did this. It's like, wow, this is fantastic, because I wouldn't mind getting a degree at some point. I have to have the time to do it, but, you know, I'm without a college degree. I've been a student at the University of Mary, but I haven't quite got there yet, so I want to do it. I got to do it. Do I? I don't have to, no, but I want to.
No.
I want to. I just want to. Plus, I just love the class at U Mary. It's really great. Speaking of which, we're going to talk with Scott Leffer this week from the University of Mary. Did you know there's a Mary College at Arizona State University. You do if you listen to this program before, because I boast about it on occasion, because my daughter is a student at Arizona State University and at Mary College at ASU. Okay? And what does that mean? That means when she goes to a public institution that is very often what, Kevin? What's the word? Todd, you got a word for it?
Four-letter word starts with W, ends with oak.
Okay, Todd says, Kevin says wolf. Todd says what?
I can't talk that.
Indoctrination factory? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Sure, go through that. That's fine.
That, that you know you're sending your precious children to a place that may, in fact, send them home very, very different. Or out of the workplace very, very different. And largely it's because of, you know, I don't know. It's just that that's what they've become, sadly. Thankfully, a president, it happens to be a very liberal president at the Arizona State University, says, you know what? I don't want to lose kids because of this. So why don't we find a school that's really good at, you know, the humanities track, if you will. Mm-hmm. Religion, philosophy, some of these places where you get to talk about how many genders there are and everything else. You know, opt out of that and go to, oh, a class called, you ready for this? Pursuit of Happiness. There's a class that is a philosophy class, I believe. So, for instance, freshmen need a philosophy credit. So she goes there. I've asked Scott Leffer to come on and give me the Pursuit of Happiness course with you. So we'll all go back to school, okay? And Scott will be on. But that's how University of Mary is different. For the life of me, I can't understand paging Chancellor Hagerot and university presidents everywhere in the great state of North Dakota who are funded by you, me, and all the taxpayers. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you partnering up? If Arizona State's partnering up with the University of Mary, why aren't public institutions in North Dakota doing it? I think it's brilliant.
Great question.
Sheer brilliance. Texter says, Pastor Rick is his name here. We're hearing much from the left on Roe versus Wade's reversal. Unfortunately, 63 million babies are unavailable for comment. Very well said.
Yeah, sadly.
Kevin is watching social media where people are right now imploding. They literally are exploding, you know, physically. They are like in meltdown mode. This is like Trump winning all over again against Hillary Clinton in 2016. They're just losing it. Give me an example.
Our friend of ours put up a 63 million number, and all he put was the number. He put 63,460,000, not one day too soon. And right away, the one of the top comments, oh, give women the death penalty, quite the libertarian.
Oh, boy, here they go.
Yeah.
Yeah, death penalty.
Wow. It's unbelievable. I scroll down that, you know.
Let's just unpack this a second, okay?
Where the minds are on some of these
folks. Let's unpack that.
It's just bizarre.
So Roe versus Wade, wrongly decided as a right to privacy, being overturned by the Supreme Court, God willing. Keep praying about this, folks. Do not give up. This is good versus evil. What does it mean? It means the states decide. So if this woman...
Yep. Yep.
Doesn't want to have the death penalty, as she calls it. Which, by the way, the death penalty goes to the baby. Hello, that's the death penalty. And what did the baby do?
Well, and
meanwhile, if you want an abortion so bad, go to Minnesota.
And in what world, where the mother is in trouble, I mean, and could die during would the mother not be saved? I mean, that's what doctors do.
As our friend Penny Nance and others say regularly in the pro-life community, love them both. Love the mom and the baby.
Yes.
Because this is no picnic that you send women into, too, as well. They end up with a lifetime of pain as a result of this. You can't press this down.
No.
You made a decision to kill a baby, and instinctively, as a mother, you know that. You know that. So please save women from this. But again, it's America, and if you choose to do this, there will be places you can do this in the United States of America as long as we live. Sadly, I believe that to be true. And our efforts will turn to the states as the founding fathers envisioned. Meanwhile, Senator Mitch McConnell was on the Senate floor a bit ago, and he said liberals want to elevate mob rule. They are trying to do mob rule over this, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're trying to do. This is who they are.
It's what they did a year ago last summer, too.
It's unbelievable. Texter says, I would like to know, why nobody's called out Flying J Truck Stop west of Bismarck for price gouging truck drivers for diesel fuel. $5.75 a gallon. And the Staymart Truck Stop east of Bismarck is at $5.49 a gallon, when all other fuel is at $5.35 a gallon. Unfortunately, most truckers can't get into these fuel stations, so they're forced to go to places like Flying J. In a time when we need truck drivers, they are penalized and being taken advantage of. I'll tell you who they're being taken advantage of by and being penalized by: Joe Biden and every other climate action liberal. I mean, when Flying J buys its diesel versus when Staymart does, is going to mean a fluctuation. That's not price gouging. Nope. That's supply and demand. I'm sorry. Texter says, I don't want to pee in anyone's Cheerios this morning, Scott, but this leaked decision will cost the Republicans the midterms. We're going to talk about that next hour with Penny Vance. Stay tuned for that. Texter said, I've had the Moderna shot, two-shot sequence over a year ago. Will my body ever get back to pre-shot status? Out.
Probably not.
Hey, Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.